It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome to the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. I think it's going to be a good day today. We're going to be very busy here in the studios. Coach Pace from the Prowlers, he's here. I think he just, I don't know where he went. He was just sitting in his chair, and he got up and he walked out just before we went on the air, so maybe I said something. Coming up in our next segment at 3:40, J.D. Jowett from Golf Country will be here, give us our first golf lesson of the new year. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, Denny White is the head baseball coach of the St. Clair Saints, who shared the MAC Blue Championship this season with Port Huron Northern. And we'll talk a little high school baseball with him as districts are coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. Districts for baseball and softball begin. This weekend is the Blue Water Classic, and the Saints will play 4 games at home, as will Port Huron Northern. We'll follow the Huskies games starting with Friday evening. Their second game of the day is against Lance Cruz. It's around 6:30 in the evening. We'll have that one for you on the stream at WPHM.net. And then on Saturday, they play Bath at 10 a.m. and Temperance Bedford after that around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we'll have both of those games for you as well. UAD Jesuit is the other team involved in the Blue Water Classic. That's the game on Friday that we won't get to cover because I'll be here doing the show at that point when they're playing that game. But those same 4 teams are the teams that are also playing in St. Clair this weekend. So on Friday, UAD Jesuit and Lance Cruz will be at Northern, while Bath and Temperance Bedford play at St. Clair, and then they'll switch spots on Saturday. Get how all that works? We'll go through all that too later on in the program. Once we get Coach White in here in the studios. Tomorrow we'll switch gears and we'll talk some basketball. We've got a new basketball coach at Port Huron High. His name is Marion Stewart. He's actually been around. He's pretty familiar with what's going on, and we'll have him on the program as well. So got a busy end to the week to things. And then again, going into next week, we'll be getting involved with the districts for both baseball and softball. And the plan for now is to cover the baseball district at Northern and potentially the softball district at Marine City. But I'm still working out all the hitches in the giddy up. All right. We've got, as I say, Coach Pace from the Prowlers is in. He's starting to become a regular around here. He's like that rash. Keep itching it, and it comes back stronger.
Wow.
You're excited because you know your buddy JD is coming in, and you hate golf, so you just don't want anything to do with that, do you?
I'm surprised I didn't walk in with my bag. Playing through 4.
Hey, tell me about this now. I guess I get it, but for our listeners and for people who follow the league, and every time they go to the league website, a little commercial pops up in front of you. What is the IDHL, and what's the concept behind this?
Wow. It's raining out today. It's a developmental league, and what they're going to do is they're going to try to get players that are borderline, you know, coming out of juniors, college, that are looking to still compete, and they're going to put teams together and then sort of maybe farm it between the FHL and their league if the guys develop on a good pace and bring them up to, you know, play a pro game and see how they do.
So you don't have basically any eligibility left in the leagues that you've been playing in, and this is an opportunity if you want to keep playing, to try and keep playing here for if you're an overage player.
Exactly. I don't have all the legalities, but it's basically overaged juniors that can't still play junior hockey and still want to pursue, you know, playing and not going to possibly college, maybe stuff like that. You know, so gives a, you know, I'm a firm believer everyone deserves the chance to play. It just depends on where you can play.
Yeah.
But everybody should play, you know, as a youth, obviously.
Yeah, not everybody's going to be a first-round draft pick, but a lot of people still want to play hockey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I was talking to some of the players, you know, after the season ended, you know, what their plans were for the future, the young guys, the older guys. And, Giuliano.
Yep, Jonathan Giuliano.
Yes. He's a free agent. I've talked to him. He's having a second baby. He doesn't live far. He played for St. Clair Shores. And, you know, when he got the email from me, he was sort of, you know, laughing because he said, you know, I'm building a house. I'm working full time. I've got a baby coming in. And I said, hey, I know the program. It runs through your veins. And he goes, yes, it does, coach. And I said, so keep the door open. And if it works out, we'd love to have you, you know, putting on a sweater and playing. And so that's one. And then the other one is Tesserero. He's a free agent. I sent him a PTO, so he signed. And same thing. He goes, I'd love to win a ship with you. And because I'm the one who traded for him like 3 or 4 years ago in Danville.
Yeah.
So you remember.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's another guy. And there's certain players that you just love to have because of their personality. You know what you're going to get when you put them on the ice. You know what you're going to get in the community. And those are the kind of guys I like to surround myself with because it's not just about that, you know, 60 minutes. You're spending, you know, days and hours with them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know as soon as you got the job, you went to work right away on Cornwall trying to get Derek St. Marie here.
Oh.
And you were very happy when you finally were able to get that deal done.
Oh, absolutely. He's another one that, you know, he's like you would take him as a son. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's, and yeah, he's a great guy. I mean, everyone loves him.
And it doesn't hurt that he can play, too. All these guys you mentioned, good players.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll just put, like, you know, a semi-Italian team together. Support your on grease balls. See, I like to have fun also, guys.
Just a little bit. Yeah, it's still early here. We haven't even hit June yet, so to ask you how things are going so far, it's a long summer. I get it, but how many guys stayed around for the summer are going to try to hang out in Port Huron, or did most of the guys just go home because a lot of the guys do have jobs to do? It's how they make their actual money in life.
Why, are you saying something about our salary cap? You know, it's the love of the game, and, you know, they're taken care of pretty well, especially in Port Huron, I could tell you that much. The apartments, I mean, I'm in one of them. They're beautiful. I mean, we stay there. But Mafus is still in town. Robertson, Robo's still in town. Obviously, Pace Jr., as he's called, is in town.
Knucklehead is what I refer to him as.
That's nice. he had a nickname when he played AAA at CYA. We used to call him Meatball. So, and then obviously, you know, Matt Bear, he's just over, you know, the border here. He's like 15, 20 minutes away. He comes back and forth. Martin, who the goalie. But other than that, you know, yeah, they're moving on with their summer plans. I stay in touch with a lot of them, you know, Facebook, text message, email. They're working out, you know, working, hanging out with family, girlfriends, obviously, and hopefully enjoying the summer and get ready to strap them on come the fall.
What's realistic for a league like this when you look at, like, who was on the team at the end of last year to how many of those guys will actually be back? Like, we won a championship here the first year, and at the start of last year, there were maybe 3 or 4 guys that actually played on that team that were back for this year's team. I mean, so there's a lot of turnover usually. Danville seemed to be the one exception, but that may change now because they've made a change there. So,
well, oh boy,
it just seems like there's a lot of turnover to me, and that it's hard to keep the group together.
Well, if you do your job and you're, you know, upfront, honest, and you tell the truth, and you have a good rapport with your players, you know, hopefully you've done your job off the ice, and they respect you as you respect them, and they, you know, come back if they don't have other options. That's the key. You know, if there's a personality conflict, and, you know, pre-Coach Senior, you know, I don't know what transpired, why the change was made, but obviously they weren't going in the right direction. And hopefully after I got here, I think the proof's in the pudding. We had pretty much the best record the last 45, 50 days of the season. So on that note, if they're not going to go play in the NHL or go play in Europe or the Southern Pro League, and they're going to play, hopefully they're coming back here. As long as, you know, geographically it works for them. You know, some, you know, and this is, you know, not divulging information, but there's a great goalie. I got him to Danville a few years back, Matt Anthony. He should still be playing. Problem in the family with Pops. He had to stop to take over the family business. So certain things happen that are out of your control. But if you do everything right, I think the guys that want to be here are going to be back here.
Oh, good stuff. Well, I'll be back.
Well, and and I'd love to have you back. You're my guy, even though you can't golf.
No, I'm not even going to pretend to say that that I'm a good golfer.
Well,
I'll put it this way, Coach. If you're ever trapped in the desert and you're dying of thirst, you just give me a call. I'll bring my 5 wood and I'll find you some water.
There's a high five. But no, I mean, the summer, it's basically getting out in the public, talking to the people, you know, letting them know that hockey's alive in Port Huron. And, you know, let's see, January, February, March, April, May, 5 months that I'm physically here, and I'm finding, whether it's the grocery store, the golf course, Target, you know, wherever I'm going, you know, passing out a card, wearing a jacket, wearing a hat, and people are looking at me, and I say, hi, Coach Joe with the Prowlers. And they said, why, we have a hockey team? So, I mean, that's key. Everyone has to spread the word of the gospel to get the people here. I mean, it's a great, great entertainment. You know it, you watch it, and you see it. So,
and I do. I enjoy it a great deal. You want to, let's do something bold here. I'm not sure who this is, but they're trying to get through. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? What's this group on the team here? I'm just anxious here.
Okay. Kev wants to know, what's the scoop? Give him the scoop.
The scoop.
Kev's your biggest fan, by the way.
Hi, Kev. How are you?
This is Kevin Samuelson. He gives us a call every now and then because he's a big fan of the hockey team.
Well, the scoop on the team, I don't know if you've gone online and you've seen the protected list. Have you?
Oh, he's gone now.
Oh, he's gone. Okay. Sorry. Pace, Robertson, Parkhouse, Dozier, Beer, Mafus, St. Marie, Colton, Wadsworth, McCulley, Atwell, and Martineau are all the 12 players that I was able to protect. And I've been on the phone talking to, you know, other players and stuff that are interested. We have PTOs, we'll call it, a contract for training camp out to Tesserero from Danville, Arnott from Port Huron, Baker from Port Huron, Robbins from Port Huron, Robson from Port Huron, and we're working on talking to Brad Townsend, Pendergast, Giuliano, Thompson from St. Clair Shores.
I like him too.
Yeah, he's got a cannon for a shot. And, you know, number 48 shoots left, Marty Unak, who's across the pond. and he's deciding what he's going to do next year also. But, you know, right now it's focusing on everything, hockey, corporate sponsors, season tickets. It's a full-time job.
Yeah, and making sure people know that it's out there and that it's and like I say, it's inexpensive and it's fun. Is it the NHL? Are you going to see Patrick Kane going up against Datsyuk? No, but you're going to see hockey.
Kevin?
You're going to see hockey, yep.
Kevin. So, Kevin, spread the word of the gospel and the Prowlers and Coach Joe, and let's get some fans in the seats.
All right, we got to take a break here, and hopefully when we come back, J.D. Jowett hasn't been listening, and he will still come in, even though you're here.
I hope he listened last week. I gave him a great plug and commercial.
You did.
Right?
You could be their spokesperson. We should look into that. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back, so don't go away. We're just getting started.